Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Daniel chapter 3 verse 28 is the first scripture we want to consider. Daniel 3, 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and has changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might," what? "Not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Praise the Lord. We are talking about benefits of trusting God, part 8. Walking with God can become a routine without spiritual meaning. It can become some kind of religious activity that will be immersed in cliches and all forms of identification, but the crust of the matter may be missing to some people. The crust of the matter is not seen when everything is rosy, when everything is beautiful. For some people, they trust God as long as everything looks well. You see their trust in the Lord is powerful, it's potent. But once there are hitches and, issues with the signal, you find out that they really don't have anything to contribute to the team and to their faith, because they are normal when under normal circumstances. When things become a bit shaky, they can't find their leg. Recently, somebody said, "Pastor, I gave somebody a very, very serious answer." He said, "Person comes to church, leaves church, comes, when he's in trouble, he just keeps coming back to church. And it's not just trouble that we solve with prayer. It comes with, sometimes we solve with resources here and there." He said, "Pastor, you have to find me." I told the person that even me, I'm lost. I can't find myself. I've been looking for myself, sir. I can't find myself. I said, "Wow, person, yeah." I said, "My boy, yeah." I said, I've been trying to find myself. I've been looking for me, sir. I'm not finding me. When you say you trust in the Lord, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you'll be tested. Life itself tests your faith. The book of James talks about the trying of your faith. Work it. So there is a working that happens, in the course of your journey, because your faith comes under what? Trial, under pressure. That simply means that sometimes even things that would do well don't go as planned. Are you with me? Yeah, it's like, yeah. You really pass the final exam, but you fail a mock. So some people will go through a patch to get to where God wants them to get to. And if your trust in the Lord is not concretized in your heart as a practical, functional way of your daily living with the Lord, you'll find out that there are times you are on the Lord's side, there are times you are on the devil's side, or you are in the world. Are you here at all? But this is what Nebuchadnezzar said. When these guys were brought before a furnace that was heated 7 times, and they were thrown into the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar saw that they were delivered. And he said that God has sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him. So one of the benefits we derive in trusting in the Lord is deliverance. Praise the Lord. And that deliverance is not a pastor laying hands on you, but of course it's part of it. If there is a demonic you know, manipulation around you. And then, like the Bible said in the book of James, send the sick person to the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith will make the person well. So that is part of it. But every day we go and come, we wake and go back to sleep, it's a deliverance. Praise the Lord. Massive deliverance. So when we trust God, even in the face of fire, He delivers us. Somebody say deliverance. And so many, less than 1% of the deliverance is what we know. 99% of the deliverance, even sometimes plus, we have no idea that we have been delivered. Yeah. One of our brothers here got so ill. So ill. Moved from one hospital. Eventually, when we got to Kolebu, and top consultant made him run some tests. They dug deep and they were asking him, he said, how are you walking? How are you walking? Sickness that killed mama, killed papa, has come for him in a higher level, and he's walking, not knowing what is wrong with him. He's just sick here and there. He said, how is it possible that you are standing and you are walking? You know, he was in the doctor's office when the doctor saw the report. The guy was standing because he brought the report to the doctor. The doctor said, sit down. The doctor was afraid that even standing, that somebody that walked there and has been walking since. He said he was afraid that standing there for that 30 seconds in Ukraine, the guy was going to die. But God was holding him. May the Lord continue to hold us in Jesus' name. So in that same Daniel chapter 6 verse 23 in the ESV, we see that when we serve God, it yields deliverance to us. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of what? The den. And no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Daniel was lied upon in the high place. You know, lied upon. So in the first instance, we saw a people who were very, very committed to their God, that because of their faith, they were not willing to bow to an idol. Then here in Daniel's position, we see, of course, those people were operating at a low level, at a mass level, because, of course, it's Daniel who later on recommended them for positions and all of that. But Daniel is a political figure, serving in a high place, and they have now set traps for him. And God, the trap found him, because for him to avoid the trap means throwing away his faith. So he said, if you dear way dear, I bet you me. And then the trap found him. So when you rise, when you go up in life, there will be traps that will be set, and you will not have the opportunity to escape. They have to find you if you are to continue to walk with the Lord. They go out and everyone drinks alcohol. And you say that you can't drink the alcohol on the Holy Ghost inside of you. That is, the trap has found you. And if I'm in that position, I will gladly be caught by that trap. Because I'm not escaping that trap. And you know, sometimes when you don't sin with them, then they become angry with you. No, tell somebody, sister, be careful, brother, be careful. My pastor used to say, the high places of life, they are slippery. So, if you are not careful, when you get there, you see that the ground is very, very slippery. And how connected you are with the Lord, to some extent, will determine the deliverances you will have. Praise the Lord. There are some good things or good decisions you make that will bring you trouble. Because this world is a very bad place. But you should be glad that you are persecuted for making the right call. Is that not so? In those cases, the Lord himself is the one who will deliver you. Because you did it for his name, what? Sake. So that's the point I'm trying to make, that when we trust God, he delivers us. We are going to start building our church. He will deliver us from the church building. Praise the Lord. When you start building your own house, building your business, he will deliver you. You stop what you are doing, you want to do a new job, people think, come back to war. By the time you know, God will deliver you, give you a better end, and shout a louder amen. Praise the Lord. Is it powerful already? Psalm 7 verse 1. Psalm 7 verse 1 says what? O Lord my God, indeed do I put my trust. Save me from all them that would persecute me and deliver me. So we know that there is a connection between trusting God and deliverance. Please, as simple as this is being said, we can miss it. Can miss it because in our time, there's a lot of settings going on, good and bad. Yeah, good and bad settings going on. And so we have a way of taking God out of the equation. But God always has to be in the equation. Deliverance comes from the Lord. Bible says horses and chariots are prepared for the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. God will deliver you from the exam. Yeah, in the marriage, God will deliver you. Well, even the good marriage will need a lot of deliverances. When you are going to take seed, it's a deliverance. When you are going to deliver, it's a deliverance. After deliverance of the baby, delivery of the baby, you need another deliverance. Raising the... Wow! I listened to a lady yesterday who was talking about how the child was bullied in school and because they are kids. And he said, and she couldn't understand the kind of parenting that happens in the home of the bully. I and my wife were lying in the bed and I said, apart from this one. Because to assume that the bully is not trained in the house is one of the worst things you can ever think in life. Do you know how much investment and talk parents have with their children? They leave angel at home, adult, saint at home, sinner in the world. Some of them dress, long dress, from here to here. And that long dress is a ninja dress. It's a matricule. So it's to think that those kids at that small age, you know, misbehaving like that, are not receiving good parenting. It's not a correct perspective to have. Praise the Lord. It's not a correct perspective to have. Yes, Uncle Biaba and say, oh, people love their children. Yeah, but deliverance is of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. Can train, but it will be what it will be. Except the Lord what? Delivers the child. So, even in a good home, we will need a lot of deliverances. In a good workplace, a lot of deliverances. When you have a good life, you become a target. You need a lot of deliverance. Because if the devil is looking for meat to chew in the area, he'll be looking for good meat. When last did you go to market looking for spoiled meat to buy? Good meat, looking for stars, people going somewhere. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me at all? So we will need deliverance all our lives. That is why walking with God is important. We can be in church And our connection, our faith in God is the degree is very mild. It has to be strong. It has to be deeply rooted that I trust God. If I'm believing God for something, I'm waiting upon the Lord personally and then also corporately with the church. But let me just withdraw and go and hear what God has to say. Let me not use my mind. Are you here at all? Hello? Come on. Hello? So, I really have come to a point where my mind is made on something because I have gone to God to ask from the Lord, what should I do? Like, what should I do about this thing? And if you read the Bible carefully, you'll find out that David asked the Lord about 3 different times. Shall I pursue? Shall I go to this war? Shall I enter into this war? One time God said no. Another time he said yes. Another time he said no. Another time he said wait. Then wait first, then go. So if you trust in the Lord, don't let an inquisition you made 3 years ago just form that, because it's not doctrine. Anything that is not doctrine, you have to maintain a connection with God that makes you to go in and out asking him, what should I do? Praise the Lord. If it's your career, it should be okay. 10 years ago, you said I should be here. Now, I want to know. I want to move on. Should I move on? I should stay? Or what do you have for me? He'll be telling you, say, oh, Ukraine, I may catch you last year. I say, move on. Then you ask us to come and confirm in case you are struggling. Hello? Yeah. I wish that, God forbid, when I'm unwell, I could pray the sickness out. And of course, that would be my go-to point. Once I'm unwell, spirit of infirmity, I am after your tail. Kudala, kudaya, kulaya. You want to chop me, I will kill you. I'm binding you. But as I'm binding, the Lord will take me. Take medical measures. Take medical measures. So you see that my first point of God is faith. But because we don't have any such faith that says don't take medicine, I pray for healing. And then the wisdom of God in scripture is already there. And in case you are trying to make God do more than he wants to do at the time, then you ask him, what should I do? Hello? Yeah. I said, you're at the hospital. He said, can I even give you the address of the hospital? And you go and ask, you are praying, you are swallowing the medicine. When you are well, glory be to God. Is it not God who healed you? It's God. So, there are some, I mean, L.P. Maria, I remember, before she gave birth to her first child, they had been trying to give birth to, and they tried some medical procedures. I think one or two, it didn't work. So, we're praying and then, me and her, we took some plan. I told her that, Charlie, don't do IVF. Because as I was praying for her, I was very sure in my heart that God was speaking to me that she was going to give birth without the IVF. Are you with me? So we prayed, and that is what happened. In fact, God spoke to them, do your first fruit. He also pushed them to bring their salary after doing the first fruit. Hey, thank God. I hear you're coming tomorrow off. And then, bah, she took seed. I remember, but it was a Saturday morning when she went to do the test. Is that not so? We had finished morning flavor. The husband was counting money inside that small room there. It used to be my office. She brought this thing to the husband that, she's pregnant too. Yeah, that's how we all started celebrating. Baby was born. Another baby was born. But they had been trying before. Do you understand? So what I'm saying is that since the thing is not a doctrine, you cannot say ABR because I'm a prayerful person. Ching, ching, chnai. It has to go this way. Like, we follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Please, you understand? So if the thing is not a sin, we have to keep asking the Holy Spirit, or else you find out that you have a position that, and it's a position of faith. But sometimes your position of faith, because it's not a doctrinal position, might not be exactly how God wants to direct your path. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Like, you want to, God says he will prosper you. Then you want to travel to America. You, in your mind, it's America that I will prosper. You have to, it's a mental picture based on your faith. It's also faith. You understand? I believe that I will prosper in America. America, I prosper. It's a mental picture of that faith. But you have to ask the Lord, shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I overtake? Hello? Ask for the America. And if you are not careful, you will get the visa to go to that America. But you have to ask that sensible spiritual question again. Will I overtake here? Shall I overtake? Maybe you will not overtake there. And you know, you make America your tourist or vacation center, and you did the Mahama Ghana inside. Because maybe you see that God will take. Sometimes you see me ministering to people here, and then God says, oh, wait there, Obishirano America. Do you understand? Being somewhere there is not a doctrine. But you need to ask the Lord. And it's part of trusting God that the major issues in your life, you have to go to him privately in prayer. Or if you are a couple also, you can pray together that, God, at this point, what do we do? What should we do? Please, do you understand? Come on, please, do you understand? Sometimes at the peak of your faith, that's when you are liable to a lot of mistakes. Because when you feel powerful, then you want power to do everything. But sometimes when you feel powerful, God wants to use the wisdom. That is why you have to ask. Praise the Lord. Like LP Flora like this. You say, shall I marry or I should continue singing? We ask the Lord, and the Lord said that you have to sing and marry at the same time. Wow. Right now she is doing a marital report. Every day she's writing marital experiences. Yes. This is day so and so. Yeah. One day I'll bring that catalog. You can do a whole movie with it. If you are not careful, hey, are you here? I'm just saying something. You see, you think it's not important, but it's very important. How trusting in God should make you make personal inquiry, you know, about even an issue that you are very, like, convinced about. Sometimes you are convinced about something, but it's not God who has told you. David was very convinced that he should number the people in Israel. But God said, not all your convictions are from the Holy Spirit. So please, just ask. Ask. Sometimes if you were just, you know, whatever is the word, to ask the Lord small, he would have told you that, oh, maybe do IVF, maybe even do surrogacy. Do you understand? Why? Because there's one woman here, I told the woman that if you want to give birth, you will not carry the pregnancy, because the way I see your bones, you know, it will become a problem for you. So, because the baby is the DNA, that is the baby now. You know me so? Yeah, now. Jesus was carried in Mary's womb for the Godhead. So surrogacy is not bad at all. Bible says we have been adopted. Adoption too, it's not bad. You see, sometimes you are waiting. You have to adopt. At least keep your joy together. Because Bible says that, Sebi, Bible can say the barren womb is never satisfied. So if you're a woman, you are your nomenclature, like you have been wired to love, caring for babies, people, things. So when you don't have your own, whether your own by adoption or your own by biological delivery, sometimes it can take something out of your life. So whilst you are waiting upon the Lord, maybe doing medical intervention, believing God by faith, waiting for time, whatever, collect a child that needs your care. Praise the Lord. And that child, legally adopt that child to be your own. And then care for the child. It will bring you a lot of life. I remember my pastor's brother. They married for years. They were not giving birth. Young couple. They married for years. They were not giving birth. I was praying with the lady. I told the lady, Charlie, adopt. When I told the lady that I adopt, she almost killed me. Then her partner that they used to move from one prophet to another prophet, they gave the lady a kwanchere. She drank something. She had some cancer and died. So her brain settled. And I said, adopt. Then they adopted this child. Now the child has finished university. You know, when they adopted, like two years now, she became pregnant. And now they've given birth to 4 additional children. Yes. Sometimes, maybe caring for a child now, your internal reproductive hormones will start arranging. I don't know. But I have a lot of stories about people who adopted and then God just showed them mercy. Praise the Lord. Giving birth to their own children. You have to ask. Don't just say that, no, me dear, I will take care of my own. What is your own? Who is your own? Even we are Gentiles. We have been adopted into the... Praise the Lord. Can you imagine an adopted child saying that they hate adoption? You and I were adoptees, so imagine. Yeah. That's a reality. Beautiful. So, part of the trust in the Lord. That's why I say that the kind of midweek service we are doing is beast mode. When you show up in the market, you are not afraid. Too much balance in your spirit and your head. You know that I'm going to make it. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody at all? Become a Christian and you are anti-science, you are something that's the wisdom of God, and you are peppering yourself. Me, I don't take medicine. I don't. Then the sickness is escalating. By the time, you know, there's a way that the sickness overwhelms you and they carry you to the hospital without your choice, without your consent. And we will make decisions for you to be taken care of. I wonder how we say, there was one big man of God when he was put into a big position. I had an opportunity to meet him. I said, Oga, they are going to poison you. Be careful. Don't do this. Da, 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 da. He went to the office with a lot of love. It's a spiritual space. They poisoned him now. When he was about to die, he became so. He called me. He said, I should have listened to you. The church had money. They took him to everywhere, but Charlie, the clock was ticking. See, so even being in a spiritual space, you cannot just come with this mind that I'm safe. If God comes and disturbs the waves and say that, be careful. It should be more important to you than even in a political space. Because we dear grow back up. Because when God speaks, he's, God does not waste words. Yeah. He doesn't waste words. So, ask the Lord, what's the next step? Hello? Yeah, show me the way. That's where the deliverance comes from. Show me the way. Show me the way. Okay, as I'm waiting, what should I do? Yeah, show me the way. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Are you sure we are there? Show me the way. Sometimes a boy has broken your heart and you have made up your mind. Chale, after taking care of 3 men and they have all broken my heart now. Marriage is not for me. But at some point, you have to come out of that emotional decision and go to God and ask God, is marriage for me? Will I marry? Should I marry? Will marriage be good for me? Show me the way. Hello? Show me the way. Sometimes God takes someone abroad, let's say America, when they are teenagers, and then after 30 years or 20 years, God tells them, come back to Ghana. That's those small personal inquiries. They are so important. Especially maybe you are in a place and you become a bit discontent. Or you lose your connection with spirituality. You have to ask God. Yeah. Because sometimes when God leaves a place, you feel that you have become very normal. Or leaves a role. You won't feel the energy of the spirit again. You should ask. Or maybe you have become very discontented in a role or in a place. You have to go to God. It should make you fast. Cry on God. Please, so tell me something because I can't take one more step without your direction. That's where the deliverance comes from. They told Daniel, we are going to put you in the lion's den. He still prayed. I'm sure he was asking God, how far? God said, oh, Danny, don't worry. Danny, don't worry. You'll still be around. He didn't know how. He didn't tell Daniel that I will send my angels to come and hold them. Sometimes, see, the problem is that we're asking God, how? How are you going to open how there? Details. How? Chechiremu. Chechiremu. No, it's your right to ask the Lord. But don't make it a point of contention with the Lord because most of the time God will declare the end to you and even give you a direction. Go. Where? Just the go. Because that go means that you are going to receive updates from time to time as you set off to go. Praise the Lord. Bible says that when he asked them to leave Egypt to the promised land, they didn't have the direction. Because there was a shorter, route to the promised land. It would have taken them like 40 days. They didn't know the direction and they did not also know how to fight. I'm showing you how to fight. Easiest way to fight is to be listening to the voice of the commander every step of the way. You understand? You stand here. We are going. Check our back. Don't move. You see, as you are going, strategy of the spirit. Strategy of what? The spirit. When you say, I want to know if I will have twins. If God says, I will give you seed. Whether they will be twins, so is it not children you want? What is special about twins? Now you are there. I say, we'll give you, say, Father, thank you for the seed, thank you for the children, blah, blah. Do you understand? Yeah. Because sometimes he has planned to give you one, Then, if you look at biblical stories, you see that God also has the power to change seasons and times and alter some things. So sometimes it's one child that he had planned that maybe you are going to have four children, but one. Then something happens somewhere, and then he takes the talent of this one and adds it to it. Like, allow God that flexibility to do what he wants to do. God said he will prosper me. I don't see my way there. I'm feeling very depressed. Wow. Even with blessed assurance, you are feeling depressed. What a wonderful person. Hey. This is a good topic. Are you sure we are discussing something good? Charlie, and if you want something and you go and God says, no, don't push it. Imagine you and God, who knows best. And he's saying, no, he says, oh, I say, me nimbe go as nyami untu me nyawush. The only time I'll be negotiating with God is in connection with a blessing he himself has said he will give me. But what he says he's not going to give me, even if I want, from that time, I don't want. Because the Bible said the foolishness of God is wiser and brighter than the wisdom of man. Please, are you here at all? Yeah. I told you about a story. One time I was there. I don't know whether my mind was playing games or me. We were not even in Accra. Or devil was talking to me. See, your wife is just sending you anyhow. And you know, if you are not careful, you go and listen to Super Odi song. Okwadonto. Wa-da-da-da-da. Okwadonto. And I ambly. To-legge. Like that. At that level, no, you need God to help you. You need God to what? Help you. Yes, now. I was just talking about even when you have a traditional position, that I'm the husband. You can't tell me do this, do that, do that. No. As I was just thinking, the thing was just doing me. I was sitting there. And then the Holy Ghost, yeah, I was just praying in tongues. Shagala, blah, 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 blah. You know, I had a witness in my heart that this thing you are thinking can never be the voice of the Holy Spirit. I went out, I mean, sorry, I went to the kitchen where she was. I said, we'll cook together. Show me how, because for me, yeah, anything God wants is what I want. I can't have a position when something, and you know, I don't normally ask God plenty questions. Once you just give me that green light, you can see the bigger light there, what he's trying to say there. It's not now that I'm coming to play hardball, you know. So what are you trying to say, God? Explain. Like throw more light. Throw it in light. It's telling you that this mind you are having is not me telling. That's how you are bought that whole thesis and go for the opposite. Yeah, by now, so you see that by now you should be studying by your wife. By now. Some of you, God is going to talk to you from that your bedroom to go and stand with your wife in the kitchen. By the time you learn to obey the Holy Spirit like that, 2-3 times, your anointing will move to the miraculous level. Because you know when people say, okay, how do you sustain the prophetic? How do you maintain the prophetic anointing? It's these small things. So, if you cannot be faithful with little things in trusting God, then he's not telling you big things. He's not telling you big things. By now, you should be helping her in the kitchen. Not sitting here thinking, smile, no smile, smile me. Wow. I don't know how your own is going to be. I don't know how God is going to, you know, guide you, instruct you, training you to hear his voice. I don't know how. But you should be open to what he tells you, and even if you have a strong position there, You have to move that position because the same, and you see, be careful. Because the same Holy Spirit that has been helping you since, when it comes to an issue where you are vested or invested in, if you are not careful, you will be wiser than the Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, it's the same BBM say away now, not yet direct to 20 years in your career. And it has gone well for you every time that same way of talking to you came. But this time around, because it has to do with your ego, it has to do with something traditional that you have in your mind, you say, no, no, it cannot be God. And then you now use scriptures. You know, Ben says scriptures, but you see, when he has spoken to you live with his voice, it's for immediate action. Hello. I mean, some of you, you have married or you started a relationship that later on didn't work. And when it didn't work, you knew that right from the beginning, the Lord spoke to you that it will not work. It's just that the house fly followed the corpse to the grave. You know. There was some two people who got married. And I told my pastor after 1 month that this lady, the next day she married, now was the day she should have left the marriage. My pastor said, Odifo, no problem. 10 years after, found that the guy goes to juju, use a lot of juju to tie the lady. He's irresponsible, he's womanizing. It's everything that life should not be. Even bad boys in town were shocked that the lady married a guy, and the lady was quite innocent about it, but she knew just few whatever it was strong. 10-11 years or so after, is after the package, the squad members is when now they have divorced. And my pastor said, you said this thing a long time. You know, but I said, Pastor, it's not even important what I said. What God told the lady that she didn't follow because Mansume Shebi. It's like everybody is married. Mansume Waribi. Hey, you know, you take one monkey and dress a monkey like a human being. It will show that monkeys don't change now. Monkey is fine. Jollof is there. It's fine. You bring banana, you see. Bring banana, you see that monkey day here. Hello? Are you here with me? Are you sure you are here? I'm not talking higher matters. I'm just telling how to be strong in the Lord. Effective in the Lord. This thing that you are very strong about is my position of, have you asked the Lord? Maybe some 5 years ago, that is the position God wanted you to have. Now, this is a new season. You have to ask God. Should I maintain the same position? Moses ran away from Egypt. He ran from Egypt and came to Jethro. Then one day God met Moses and said, Mose, back to sender. He said, God, do you mean I should go back to Misery? Yeah, I want you to go there. I want you to go and save my people. Joseph. When Jesus was born, the Lord came to Joseph and said, Joe, run to Egypt with Jesus, baby Jesus. You know, sometimes we ask God questions. I'm sure God sits up there and he laughs. He said, how can Almighty God like you not decide to protect me? You're telling me to run and go and hide somewhere. Where? Are you not the strong tower that the righteous run in? And they ask, wow. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we are doing some powerful thing for God that God has not even thought of doing. Because we are powerful. You are powerful. God said, this time around, you know, I'm going to heal you, but you take the medicine. Don't withdraw the medicine and tell God to use some extra spiritual power. when he's already, are you, I don't know, am I, I'm becoming nonsense here. Salabadakadadadash. I remember when I finished my first degree, you know, I had opportunities to go and work in corporate Ghana. I prayed to God. Is it ministry or corporate Ghana? Ah, and the things I had, juicy. You know how these people can be in Bank of Ghana and they can bring their children. This kind of some industries you can just bring. I had two of them like that. It was nice, even from national service, it was going to be very nice for me. But God said to me, and I went to national service. I went to the church. I said, I want to do my service inside the church. If my way is not there, let me not appear there. No, it's, you know, everyone wants to do it in a place where they will move you on, give you a good job. Go on and tell me, no. So that I check out. I meet my friend, Charlie, where are you there? I said, I did the church. Eh? I did the church. Eh? So they'll be looking down on me. In my mind, these people cry, who are looking down on me, cry, what do they have? After going wherever, you know, by that time I was already traveling, preaching outside Ghana. They were giving me some money. At that level, it was good money. So I just wondered, okay, but could be your hand besides and patient to a human? Data bank for no more be on friend or investment on friend EPAC and I'm share back could be Satan Makoya be baby and I'm share back could be now on the make us own self. So the job you do know how, like, you, how much did they pay you? Or born a salary cap and I'm a dinner thermometer or Kasia. With your small thing, you are still arrogant on top. By that time, they have bought car for us for free. They have given us tens of thousands of dollars and they were remitting us, were preaching, were seeing money. They are just looking at my symbols because they say, I'm working inside the church. Oh, any akwana mobra. Yeah, baby, I never got a tin. I know. I want to insure and have a two. Say, there. He commands his blessing. Say, Elijah, I want to go and stay by the brook Cherith. I will send the bird to feed. He didn't tell me to send the bird to, but as he was there, the bird fed him. Go to Zarephath. I will command the widow woman, but I've given a capacity to feed you. If you stay where God wants you to stay and follow the voice of God, you will see the powerful deliverances of God in ways that you have never thought about before. Because one of the things you will learn by working with the Holy Spirit is that you should be flexible in the presence of God. Yeah, because he can just tell prophet, go and tell Hezekiah, get ready. The next minute now, okay. Plans have changed. Because maybe something is happening somewhere. Plans have changed. I've decided that you are the one closer by Menyengkun. You can't. You just have to be flexible. Praise the Lord. Be what? Flexible. With the Holy Spirit. Then from time to time, you go and ask him, have you changed the equation or is the same equation? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands now. Say thank you for your word. I want you to open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his word in your life. Thank the Lord for his word in your life. Koshala bada bada dada. Lefele medekedos. Etele brede kose pretose. Barada daba koshe periandaba. Etele amanda lava kose prededede. Ila kopara sote pretekete. Emelo kopaha dua siprados. Ele kopara da sode bredekete. Mantola klapata saha. Oh, come on now. Open your mouth. Shelo klabadili. Sonda labaha. Etelia makua sitalia bradika. itwa likwatata lefelidazu shalokwata nivaleso entelemekwa sapratoto selia pre. Pray, lift your hands and pray. Father, I thank you for your word. 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 Masuta la bababa, shata la bakapa, eto rebe de kosepre de de de, redo basuteli abarakapata, azende le me kosila pradika paya, jakwata la balakata la baha, eto remendo sepre nikiliazo, shakapata luatili klapataya, adulia klapalo sepredika. Ladu la kapara kuasita la bradi jakwa la pataya shekola malakapatala etelia klapa du zabra kitala etula glado sepre likuatila shala barakato sepre intolia barakadu zapradiga la baba kapata la bakapata shakwata la bakapa ila kwata la bakapaha ila kuata la bakapataha adula kalapatasa. Oh Lord, I pray for your deliverances. Lift up your hand right now. Say, Father, continue to deliver me as I trust in you. Continue to deliver me. Open your mouth and pray. Continue to deliver me as I trust in you. La bakuta la para kolasa. Deliver my body, my soul, my spirit. Deliver me. Korazuta. Eshekepere no kosepre. Ito kapara kato sepredi ilwa kapata labata adula kalapata zola entolia kalapata laba adula kalapato selepe. Lift up your hand. Father, let your joy continue to grow in my heart as I continue to wait on you concerning your promises. Open your mouth and pray that as you wait upon the Lord, the joy of the Lord will continue to sustain you, will continue to grow and brew in your heart, so that you will not be weary as you are waiting, so that you will not be overwhelmed as you are waiting, that the joy of the Lord will continue to mount in you, to mount up in your spirit. Pastor, let's pray. Kapara sotele bekepe adula kalapataya antele kaleprete eshtala brakapa adula kalapata atele bede bede atele bede bede atelia parada adula balakapa ashtala balabada atole prete etola bradalaba azutala mata antelia pata atele belekepete. Shakapata la balakapata adula kaparada bahasa atelebele kepeteliaba atola pratata atula pratelepe antelebele kepete ashana pata adula balabata atala parada ateleprete ashalapa adula balata antelepredia astala parada adula barata. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your joy that will never run dry. For we draw from the well of salvation with joy. May our joy never diminish. Let never dry up. May our spiritual space never dry up. We pray that our personal lives, our walk with you, will be potent. Holy Spirit, we pray for a high level. level connectivity, minister to our hearts. Speak to us, direct us. Let our walk with you be practical. Connect us in ways that we will not miss your voice. We will not miss your leadings. We will not miss your direction. Father, pour your water on us. Make us flexible. Anywhere there is rigidity, pour your water on us. Until Ezekiel said, thou will pour your clean water upon us. Pour that your clean water upon us, that will be cleansed. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.